You are listening to the audio production of All My Knotted Up Life, a memoir by Beth Moore, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author. To Keith, through the fire, through the flood, God has been faithful to us. I love you. With deep gratitude to my siblings, Wayne, Gay, Sandra, and Tony, I do not take lightly your willingness to allow me to invite a public view into my corner of our private lives. I love you all. A note from the author. The burden in telling our individual story is, ironically, the same thing that made it bearable. We were not alone in it. Perhaps we felt we were, but the truth is the threads of other people's lives are inevitably knotted into ours, even if only by their conspicuous absence. Who, after all, plays a bigger part in our story than one who, whether by sickness, injury, dozing, distraction, occupation, brokenness, divorce, or death, didn't show up? Every life story entails a community of individuals who share one precarious common denominator in the narrative. You. Good or bad, you. Right or wrong, you. The responsibility is immense, and to anyone with a whit of sense, terribly intimidating. I love a story told, and I love the actual storytelling, but I have not been in a hurry to write a memoir. I think I've been waiting for everything to work out neatly and cleanly, sensibly, politely. You're hearing this book in large part because I gave up on that. But in a way, the giving up feels more like relief than resignation. I suppose I've also been scared to see the pieces of my story tied together, scared to discover that what made the whole of it hardest of all was me. I've waited to write a memoir until my reasons to do so finally exceeded my reasons to refrain. Time had to pass. People had to pass. Others had to age enough to no longer care much what people think. I've worried about hurting people. I've wondered if the kinder thing to do for those who have known my family might be to leave them with better impressions. I lament that telling my story might imply more about the experiences of my family members than either they or I would wish. I've asked their permission and received their blessing and tried my best to leave the most vulnerable parts of their stories to them, but I am not blind to the cost of showing up in someone else's book. I wince knowing that a story once told cannot be untold. I've attempted, by the grace of God, to untie some knots in these pages. Several of these knots I've kept clenched in a sweaty fist all my life. They needed air and light, perhaps even more than understanding. The same distance that can clarify a story can also cloud it. The trick in writing a memoir is knowing which is which. Am I ready to tell it because it is clearer now, or because it is less clear? My deep hope, my determined intention is the former, but the lens of human perception is inevitably impaired. Few things are more unnerving than writing a memoir of your life with an unknown measure of it yet unlived. For instance, what if the good parts go belly up before the book even hits a shelf? Publishing a book is always an act of faith. It's a way of saying, "Dear reader, here is what I'm thinking right now, what I believe to be true and long to be of value to you, but would you forgive me and not hold it against the God of whom I speak if time or divine providence proves me wrong or woefully deficient? And now, if you'll entrust to me a bit of your time, I'll entrust to you a bit of my story." A special note to my listeners. The way the reading ran truest to me personally was to use the accent that reflected that of my age at the time. If the thick Arkansas accent during the childhood chapters is a bit much for you, hang in there. It will transition soon toward my more current Texas accent, if indeed that is any better. Thank you so much for listening. Prologue. Don't let go. Whatever you do, don't let go.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?